Hello everyone, my name is Gabby Johnson and welcome to the first ever podcast episode of the Sunflower Collective, hosted by me, Gabby Johnson. The Sunflower Collective is a safe space to just be. This is a platform for everyone dedicated to self-expression and being the most genuine, unapologetic you. I know this is the first episode, but we are holding absolutely nothing back. Today's topic is monogamy. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with this topic, I'm going to break it down into three segments. Segment one, the introduction. Segment two, empathy. Segment three, honesty. And then we'll go into the conclusion. Now, to get started, I just want to go into a little background about this topic. Usually when you start a podcast, you want to do an introduction about yourself, but I just feel like I'm a straightforward person. I don't want to beat around the bush. So we can just get into this. Over the last two centuries, maybe even further back, the concept of monogamy, which is defined by the dictionary as a practice of state of being married to one person at a time, has become one of the most understood concepts to mankind. Now, let's just go ahead and state the fact that a lot of foreign cultures don't practice monogamy, and that's perfectly fine. That is a religious, cultural thing that's pretty much kind of sacred. I'm not going to pretend like I'm a connoisseur of religious practices because I am not. I just know that little bit that I know, and now we can move on. Here in America, monogamy is a very popular lifestyle, but I feel like as generations continue to go by, a lot of us younger people are starting to dabble in polygamy. Now, polygamy, that's a whole nother ballgame. That's defined in the dictionary as the practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at the same time. Now, in this day and age, not very many people around my age are trying to get married right now, and that's fine. Like, trust me, I am not in the financial state, mind state, or anything to get married right now, and I know a lot of people feel where I'm coming from. We're young, and this is probably the most crucial time in our lives. All that BS about figuring out who you are and who you want to be, that's actually kind of not BS. With that being said, relationships are a big part of becoming a young adult. It pretty much shapes our whole experience from the time that we start high school, maybe even eighth grade, all the way up until college and around when we start to graduate. Now that leading me into segment two. Now, I don't know how much more crystal clear I need to be on the next few words that are about to come out of my mouth. So please pay attention. Turn up your radio, turn up your phone, your earphones, your earbuds, whatever it is that you're listening to this podcast to, just so that you can actually hear what I'm about to say. Do not start a monogamous relationship if you are not going to stay monogamous in that relationship. Period. I felt I had to say that in all caps. I'm going to be honest. I'm looking at my notes right now, and I really did write that in all caps. I felt it was necessary to get my point across. I don't know what has happened to us as human beings that we have forgotten what it means to be honest, loyal, and empathetic. When did we lose the awareness of others and how our actions affect the people we create relationships with? My point in defining monogamy and polygamy was to emphasize that those two words do not mean the same thing. And I think a lot of people forget that. That's not even an age thing. It has nothing to do with millennials or Generation Z or whatever. It's older people too. I've seen it in my own household. I have seen it. If you want to be with more than one person at a time, sleep with more than one person at a time, then do that. You are free to do whatever you want to do with whoever you want to do with. That is your business, what you do behind closed doors. But all I'm saying is do not do it at the expense of someone else's peace of mind. And when I say that is, if you get into a relationship with someone and you're making it clear that they are the only person that you want to be with, and that you are sharing every part of yourself exclusively with them, don't turn around and decide you don't want that anymore without sharing how you feel with that person. So if you feel like that's not what you want anymore, you don't want to be tied down anymore, let the other person know. Let them know. And that leads me into the third segment, which is honesty. It takes a lot out of someone to root their lives with someone else. Trust me, I know, I'm doing it. I'm living that experience. A lot of people are living that experience. If you feel like you don't want the same thing anymore, talk about it. Be vocal. We are adults. We are all adults. We all know how to open our mouths and talk when something's not right, when we don't feel like something's right. Make it clear and end it so that the other person can be free to find someone who wants what they want. And I feel like nowadays the thing is, people want their cake and they want to eat it too. So you don't want to be with this person. You don't want to, you know, cuff this person, as we say nowadays, but you want the benefits. But you also want benefits from somebody else too, which is, you know, the phrase, you want to have your cake and you want to eat it too. And that's just messed up. Like, don't screw around behind your partner's back and then risk damaging their sense of self. When I say that is, when you do that to somebody, when you ruin trust, you also have to think about the consequences of that person, what they have to go through now, always looking over their back, always feeling insecure, like they're not good enough, like they're not enough. That's what happens when you are disloyal. I can't stress enough how much pain and suffering you can save someone by being honest. It's not hard. Yes, it hurts, but you are going to cause 10 times more hurt by going behind somebody's back than you ever will by telling the truth. When you choose a lie over the truth, you are choosing yourself over the other person, and that in itself is not love. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not a huge Bible person. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that much about the Bible, but one of my favorite quotes in the Bible is, love is always honest. It's always honest. It doesn't matter what it is. It's always honest. If you really love somebody, you're going to tell them the truth, even if it hurts them, because you rather tell them the truth than hurt them more, which is going to cause them pain, which is not love. Trying to cause somebody pain on purpose, that's not love. Lying is never worth destroying another human's ability to trust and to love, not only someone else, but themselves. You know, the truth about monogamy is that it lacks empathy. It's not completely missing, but it is severely lacking. So we need to put compassion and honesty back into our relationships, not just romantically, platonically, with our family, with our friends. You know, the question that I have for you guys is, when did the line between monogamy and polygamy get so blurred, and how do we reestablish that line? I really want to know what you think, and I'm not just asking women, I'm asking everyone, because I want to hear all perspectives. I'm open to hearing all perspectives. You can leave me direct messages through my Instagram, which is @thesunflower.collective, or you can leave me a voice message right after you're done listening to this podcast. I'm going to listen to every single one of them, and on episode 2, I will be responding to what you guys said and sharing what you guys said. For this podcast today, I have a great topic for you guys next week. It's a surprise for now, but I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me, for supporting this podcast. Share it with your friends, your family, your dog, your fish, whoever. Remember to send me questions, anything that you need, at thesunflower.collective on Instagram, and I will also have the link to send voice messages in my bio on that same Instagram page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, all the love and peace in the world, and I will see you next time.